Principles regarding a global cooperative forum. 4. On globalizing humankind on a cooperative basis. The globalization of industrial society has worked to a certain degree up until now, but serious global imbalances have been the result. Further globalization of industrial society will only increase the toxification of the environment and make further chaos out of human existence. Industrialized productivity throws waste products into the air and the entire environment, contributing to global warming and disastrous effects of all kinds. And so humankind must be globalized by making all aspects of human life into something associated with a cooperative. For example, cooperative food production would replace the effort to give the world population access to the global industrial society's food production means. At present, relative to food production, there is the grossest exploitation of non-humans by the methods of industrialization. It is the same with land, which is being destroyed by the monoculture of industrialized farming. One purpose of the Global Cooperative Forum would be to unlink people from exclusive dependency on the methods of industrialization. A global cooperative forum would see to it that natural resources are cooperatively managed at the local level and at every level. All resources ultimately belong to Earth itself. They are the province of everybody all at once, and not for any separate entity within the whole to exploit and own. A global cooperative endeavor that produces the means of survival by making responsible and cooperative use of the Earth's resources needs to supersede the power politics of oil dependency. Altogether, there are two now global forms of dependency which must be gone beyond: dependency on fossil fuels and dependency on animal protein as food. Both of these dependencies have broad political, social, and economic implications, and both are associated with conglomerates of corporate power, which wield a great deal of influence. Fossil fuels are already causing global warming and extreme weather, as well as negative effects on global economics and politics. The farming of animals as food is also a major contributor to global warming, from the transmission of methane gas into the atmosphere, a natural byproduct of the farmed animals themselves, and otherwise through use of fossil fuels in the industrialized production of animals as food. Dependency on animal protein as food is also now beginning to be acknowledged as having a seriously negative effect on health. Thus, the human world is being overwhelmed by its own waste and by the toxicity of what it is ingesting at every level, industrial to personal. That toxicity is at the root of the current world situation. Toxic energy sources and toxic food sources. But it is not that industrialization, which is presently creating such destructive effects, should merely be treated as an enemy. There would always, obviously, be technological and science-based means required by the human collective. Rather, existing patterns of industry should be converted, and new industries made by retooling what is already there. It is a matter of reorganizing what now exists in the form of the current corporations and adapting them to processes of manufacture that are life-positive and earth-positive. This will necessarily involve addressing imbalances in the accumulation of wealth. As soon as there is a class of wealth established in a culture, or a nation-state, or a group of nation-states functioning together, the motives of greed, exclusivism, and self-protection begin to appear. The power of wealth, extended through corporations as well as through individuals, is used to acquire goods, power, and territory outside of the domain of the culture, or the nation-state, or the alliance of nation-states. The situation has arisen that wealthy people, wealthy nation-states, and wealthy corporations everywhere are acquiring property and goods all over the world. the power of wealth is upsetting the balance of how things were and is having a dramatic effect on the global system. And so, there are not only military extensions of tribalism, there is also the greed effect, which may call on military means. As long as there is global fragmentation, the power motives of wealth can exploit that fragmentation. On the other hand, a cooperative global system would prevent the exaggerated use of national, corporate, and personal wealth power from creating an imbalance in the world. The inclination to acquire wealth, and even the tendency toward greed, is not something itself that is going to disappear as a human characteristic. But a global cooperative system would manage itself to maintain integrity and avoid the dramatic conflicts that result from gross imbalances. It is not about waiting for greedy powers to agree. Rather, they must be obliged by a system that enforces the prior unity of the whole. The role of the Global Cooperative Forum is to replace the absence of systematic responsibility with the presence of systematic order and integrity, a system that is self-governing, self-organizing, self-correcting, and self-rightening. The Global Cooperative Forum is global systems management, to use a technical term. But it is also a very human mechanism, a cooperative mechanism. It gives the totality of humankind a means, not just a voice. The Global Cooperative Forum is also the voice of the Earth system as a whole. The real purpose of the spreading of knowledge is to give the basis for cooperation and not merely the basis for power and exploitation. The human world managed by a global cooperative forum would be a fully participatory world, not a kind of totalitarian state simply enforcing ideals and controls over people. The global cooperative forum should be a vehicle for the promotion and enactment of the universal rebonding of humankind through modes of mutual dependence and cooperation. That rebonding will counteract the general tendency of ego-based civilization to establish a relationship of competition between individuals and between nation-states. It is a matter of the human totality enacting the rulership of cooperation, not order for its own sake, because mere order can suppress cooperation, but a cooperative order benignly maintained as an extension of everybody all at once. The Global Cooperative Forum is about everyone participating in a cooperative in which all are part of a process through their action that generates survivability and well-being for everybody, from local to totality and from totality to local. When the old tribal mechanisms are superseded by the global cooperative whole, that transformation will change everything, including the whole complex of industry and productivity. The tribal model is associated historically with persons in high places governing that tribal sphere, but in the sphere of human activities that belong to the collective of the human totality, there are no high persons because that is a tribal sign. Thus, it is a false hope to expect a council of high persons is going to result in a right managing of humankind or the interests of humankind. In the Global Cooperative Forum, the gathering of representatives would not be high persons. They would have no status, no separate position. They could even put on same-colored clothing when they sit down in the same council together, to indicate that there are no distinctions. There must be an entirely new structuring of the human domain, and also a process wherein that entirely new structure can actually be given birth. The old order will insist on its own persistence. And so, it is a matter of the old order getting up one morning and finding out that there is a global cooperative forum instead.